This is Believing Buckeyes with Brian Brownie and Chimdy Checkoff. We got a very special guest for you guys today. But Chim, go ahead, hit him with the ad so we can get into the show because it's Michigan week.
Michigan week. So the holiday season is off and rolling with the NFL in full stride and the NBA and NHL hitting their season form. BetOnline is your number one destination for all your sports wagering info with up-to-the-minute sports wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions. BetOnline is the top spot for everything pro and amateur sports. And not just the big four. BetOnline has info available at your fingertips with both desktop and mobile access at any time for almost any sport that is played, from MMA to international soccer. Head to BetOnline today and remember to use your promo code BLEED for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
And having any issues with gambling, always feel free to reach out to 1-800-GAMBLER. They're 24/7 to help you out with everything you need there. But like I say, it is officially Michigan week. And man, we've been waiting for this day essentially for a whole year, right? For this week, for a whole year. And yeah, on the show today, we got Antonio Pittman, running back for Ohio State from 04 to 06. His last year was our true freshman year. Yep. And like all college running backs, everybody love the running back, right? Guys score a lot of touchdowns. Yeah. And we'll go fourth round to the New Orleans Saints, spend some time with the Rams as well. And he's now back in Columbus, just saving lives, man. This all-around great guy with the Columbus Firefighter team. Welcome, Antonio Pittman. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Excited for the week, man. Ready to see what they're going to put out there Saturday, man. Hopefully it's what we want to see.
That's excitement? That's what you call excitement?
Hey, man, it ain't been a lot of excitement the last 2 years. You know what I mean? It's been some tough games to watch, honestly. You know, especially when we come from an era where all we did was win.
Right.
I mean, we looking at three guys that's sitting here on this TV, and between us three, what we got, 11 pairs of gold pants? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got five. Chim, you got four?
Five.
So you got five, I got three. So we got 13 pairs of gold pants. Mm-hmm. And you looking at an Ohio State roster where not NAM player on this roster has a pair.
That's crazy.
Come on now.
Yeah, man. So it's Michigan week. I mean, it's obviously a lot on the table. We're expecting a lot out of our guys. We're expecting a lot out of this game. But we're going to get into it. So, I mean, first, I think it's fair and well due for us to kind of at least speak to who Michigan is as a unit. Washington, Michigan, I believe that they're a run-first team. They want their running back, Blake Corum. He lead the team in yards and touches and things of that nature, touchdowns. They want him to get going. I would say the strength for their team is their trenches, the offensive and defensive line. But when you guys look at the Michigan team, I mean, what do you guys see? What stands out to you?
I'll go. They seem like an old school Michigan team, like the type of Michigan team that we played against, team that wants to run the ball. Like they want to run the ball. They're going to have some plays ready for Ohio State. I don't care what they did all year. There's some plays that they worked on all year that they're going to have ready for Ohio State, passing plays primarily, right? That's going to be some big opportunities for them that they're going to want to hit on. And they're just a tough football team, tough in the trenches, right? They execute really well. And at the end of the day, they feel good that for a full game, they feel like they're going to out-execute you and they're going to play tougher than you. And that's who they were last year. And it hasn't changed. I know J.J. McCarthy's been putting up numbers in all these games, but when it comes down to what it comes down to, they want to run the ball and they're going to execute and they're going to play good defense. And that's what I see.
I think this Michigan team is just built the same way Tress built his Ohio State teams in early 2000s. It's a bunch of kids who essentially they come in with this mentality that nobody wanted us. So it was Ohio against the world. It was basically a team that was built off of all the inner city kids from Northeast Ohio that basically wanted to get out of their environment, look at this opportunity and make the most out of it. And I think Michigan went back. They went to Cass Tech. They went in their backyard and got all the three-star kids, especially in the trenches where it counts at. Like when you look at it and you sizing up the talent pool, they don't have a Marvin Harrison. They don't have a Sonny Styles. They don't have a Travion Henderson, just calling it for what it is. Like they don't have that talent, but when you got a collective of guys in the trenches that's grimy and they just sat there and they bullied us the last 2 years and they put their head down and they come out fighting and swinging. And I think Harbaugh with that COVID year he took off, he kind of took the Urban Meyer approach. and just pretty much put them kids into a mindset that it's us versus them. I don't feel like Michigan's built to win anything outside of the Big Ten, but they're mm-hmm. built for Big Ten play.
Yeah, and I think that's really fair, a good way to kind of call it out. I mean, if you look at Ohio State over the years, right? I mean, we're always high in the polls. We're number one, number two, number three in the preseason polls. We got all the five-star guys coming in from across the country, right? We got guys coming from California, Texas, out east, down south. You know, we're recruiting. We're winning all over the place. And then you got Michigan, who's kind of really quiet in recruiting, right? Like you said, a bunch of three-star guys. They could come to Ohio. They get the guy that's not the biggest recruit, right? They get him to come to Michigan. And before you know it, they develop. And, you know, they're playing well, playing college football. And they're doing it in a way, once again, Harbaugh is an NFL guy, right? So he know what the next level brings, how to get there. And you see a lot of their guys developing and be kind of coming, you know, a little bit more than what people might have thought, like you said, once they kind of finish their college career.
And that's another thing to talk about, though. They have developed a lot of good players. You know what I mean? It kind of seemed like we're looking at all these guys and we have all these five-star guys and you're sitting there and you're looking for excitement plays, play after play after play after play after play. And then when you look back at a guy like Denzel Burke, who had a great freshman year, not too good of a sophomore year, playing good again, you know what I mean? But Michigan has had a consistency of guys that just play their role. They're not getting a lot of the notoriety, but they're winning the games in a fashion in which we're looking at our team and really looking at it like, we should be actually doing this, being able to dominate. You look at that second half of the Penn State game where Michigan did nothing but run the ball. That was the most disrespectful thing I think I've ever seen done in Happy Valley history, like in the history of Happy Valley. Like, that's a tough environment. I mean, y'all can all recall y'all freshman year, which is my junior – no, my sophomore year, y'all didn't go there. When we went up there and we got smacked. Dude, it was one of the toughest stadiums I ever played in my life. You know what I mean? And to sit up there and line up – and be like, we're going to run the ball 30-some plays consistently in a row. Right? Yeah. It's just a tough thing to do, but that's that grit. That's what you got in the trenches.
Yeah, so real quick, though, they ran it 30 times, but it wasn't all successful. They punted the ball a lot. And those 30 runs, I don't really see that as disrespectful if you're running a punt, you know? But I will say they do have that grit, and that you made a point about development. They got a lot of seniors. They got 5-year seniors. They got 6-year seniors.
They got like 40 some seniors on the team, like 44 or something crazy like that.
Yeah, like last year's game, even, it kind of reminds me of, you see how in basketball now you have like a Kentucky or the teams that got a bunch of young players who are about to go to the NBA. Then you have a team like Butler or used to, you know, I don't know if they're still good. But like, who has a bunch of guys who've been there for 4 years. And, yeah, this team may have the guys with the highest ceiling, but who's ready to play a game now, a tough game that's going to go down to the wire? And that's, to me, that was the challenge last year. I do think Ohio State this year has a level of leaders and guys who have developed and been there, and defensively specifically. They better understand the defense this year. You think about a guy like Proctor, who's a fifth-year guy. Like, these guys are performing defensively better and executing. Last year, they still had talent. They just didn't execute well. And Michigan has consistently executed. If you look, go back a couple of years all the way through. So I think they have a better position this year than last year, at least defensively for sure.
Yeah, and so speaking about the game, like I said, I think, you know, like I said, Michigan's strength is going to be the O-line, D-line. Specifically on the interior of that defensive line, what they could do there. But I feel like the advantage for Ohio State would be on the outside, our skill guys, our wide receivers versus their DBs and vice versa, our DBs versus their wide receivers. Going into this game, what do you guys think would be, I guess, the difference? If you was to say, what can Ohio State do to win this game? And your advice, I guess, more or less, on what you want to see on Saturday for us to come out victorious.
I think you have to run the ball. I think establishing a run early and often will only open up Marvin, because the quicker you can take the bracket off of Marvin and get a Mecca involved, but get Travion involved, and if he gets going, and then you can kind of mix it up, get Trainum involved, and kind of do some different things, McCord can get as comfortable as he wants within that pocket. But without any run game, and they know, and if they figure out that we got to sit back and start throwing the ball every play, they just going to pin their ears back, and then it's just going to – they start teeing off on us. So we have to run the ball and get that established early.
Yeah, and once you get some run game going, you get the offense in the flow, right? When they run the ball well, the offense gets in the flow. When they don't, it's real clunky. You have to really rely on McCord to do a lot. And you honestly, you could tell Day is uncomfortable with that. You know what I'm saying? He's uncomfortable having to rely on McCord to do too much. But once they can run the ball, then it becomes about creating some explosive plays. One thing Michigan does a good job of, and the Ohio State defense as well, is really eliminating explosive plays. They'll let you throw checkdowns all the way down the field. But they know that you're trying to get to a big play, and they do a great job of tackling, great job of keeping the top on the defense. Whichever team could create some explosive. Last year, it was like a bunch of explosive. That's really what changed the game. All these double moves in the pass game, bad execution on defense, it just blew up the game. Whoever could create those explosives is really going to put themselves ahead. And it's going to be hard to come back against either one of these defenses if you can get ahead in the game.
Yeah, and I feel like that's the key to me. I want to see Ohio State get out. Obviously, we're on the road, right? Michigan's going to be feeling good because they won the last couple games, and they got a chip on it. Now they got a little chip. You know, Harbaugh's not going to be there due to the suspension. We'll dive in that to a little bit more a little later in the show. But if Ohio State gets the lead, which I think they're very capable of doing with our wide receivers, our backs, the explosive plays that they can create, I feel like Michigan will have a very tough time getting back into the game. J.J. McCaffrey, I mean, I think he played well against us last year, you know, due to the explosive.
Yeah.
But the last couple of weeks, you have been seeing him kind of regress a little bit against the pressure. And I feel like Ohio State will be able to generate that pressure against him, make things a little bit uncomfortable for him. And once we get that lead, I feel like Michigan will have a very tough time getting back to it just because I just don't think they're built, you know, outside with the receivers or just really are built to kind of have that explosive plays to kind of get themselves back into it.
But see, that was kind of the idea last year. You know, if we get the lead, it's going to be hard for Michigan to get back into it. And it just seemed like in the pass game, you would think our strength was a pass last year, right? In the pass game, it just seemed like every opportunity, there were so many opportunities early to get out ahead. Yeah, like a 4th-and-2, they threw the ball to Stover, a drop pass. And Michigan wasn't – like, they were hit. They were like, it would be an opportunity to catch the ball. They were hitting. They're just making it tough for you to get those yards, and we just weren't able to execute at the space where we were best positioned. We had the biggest advantage, couldn't get it done. And I think that has to happen. Like, we got to be able to run the ball. And then when the opportunities come up in the pass game to make the plays, because they're gonna happen. Marvin Harrison's gonna get open. He's gonna get free. He's gonna get some space. They gotta capitalize on it. Because if they don't, Michigan is going to be able to do something. So they have to those big plays, those opportunities. They have to capitalize.
And I think special teams is going to be a key factor in this, because field position and where we start our drives off kind of dictate what personnel we see out there on the field. And Ryan Day's play calls. So that's going to be big, the kickoff return and even the kickoff of getting the pressures. But what I can say about this team, this Ohio State team opposed to last year's, Jim Knowles has done a really, really great job. And I don't think he gets the credit for what he's put out there this year and how those guys have adapted and overcome. Last year, the defense really didn't give up a lot of big drives. It was just a big play, in chunks. To where it'd be like 3rd-and-25 and they give up a 70-yard touchdown. You know what I mean? And it was just like foolish stuff and things that just kept taking place. And I think they minimized that and they played some tough games on the road to where this defense had to grow. You look at Proctor's growth and then you see him come out and he goes down. You see Sonny Styles being a guy that could come down there and set the edge and actually like set the edge.
Yeah.
Like kind of better than what our defensive ends do, or at least one of them. It's for real, it's kind of unbelievable when you really look at it, because you look at Sawyer, he's an upfield guy. He never sets the edge. So when all the runs come to his side, they be big, long plays or 5-8-yard gains to where, because he just never sets that edge. But having a safety that can come down, set that edge, kind of helps the linebacker play so they can get over top and see things a lot better. But Jim Knowles, he has been like really, really great this year for this team. He's played a key role in it. The defense has played good. You got to give those guys credit, because when our offense does get clunky, they've been bailing them out consistently, and they don't really get enough love. And from a running back, I mean, you kind of got to you just got to call it for what it is. This offense at times looks really, really bad. It looks really, really bad, and then it looks really good because you know the talent that's there. But it's looked more. It's looked a lot. It's looked bad more than it's looked good, in my opinion. A lot of for the consistency point of this year.
What are we concerned about? What are we concerned about? What would be the biggest concern?
I think turnovers and getting behind. If we can't run the ball and we turn the ball over early, it's going to be tough to overcome because you just never seen. You've never seen this team have to really deal with the real adversity of the Notre Dame game is the Notre Dame game. And we knew for real, we knew Free was going to come out there and put out a defense that was tailored to stop our offense. And he did exactly that. You subtract the run from Travion, our offense really didn't move the ball consistently. You know what I mean? Notre Dame came out, ran the ball for over 200 and some yards. The quarterback was having great success early in the game. And then their offensive coordinator, I don't know what he started doing. He kind of blew that game for them. You know what I mean? But that was like our true test. Penn State really didn't give us the game that we thought we were going to get. Their quarterback came here in the shoe, and he played really, really bad. You know what I mean? And it's been spiraling out of control for him since the Ohio State game. It's just been downhill. The Michigan game wasn't good for him, and so on and so on. You know what I mean? We can't let McCord have the same game that Alter had for Penn State's quarterback here. McCord has to come out, find a rhythm with him early and often, kind of balance it out, get the run going, throw some play action off of that, and then we go from there.
I feel like it's a game we do have to win the turnover margin. I just feel like the way we're built as a team, the way McCord played the quarterback position, we're just not a team that essentially could have a lot of turnovers with interception, fumbles, things of that nature, and then think we're just going to get ourselves back into it with another big explosive play. I feel like McCord is best, once again, like we said, in rhythm. If he's in rhythm, he's on time with things, we're running the ball, it's a real threat for us to run the ball, things will go well. And I think coming into this game, I'll be frank, I'm confident. I feel like we'll be able to do those things and win that turnover margin. But I do think it's a key that we protect the ball. Once again, we put pressure on JJ, on Michigan, and be ready to capitalize once he makes that mistake.
Yeah, I agree. I'm confident, too. I think – and I was confident last year too, and I was confident the year before as well. But the thing is, like if both teams execute at a high level, both teams play mistake free football and take care of the football, Ohio State should win the game. The issue last year is that Ohio State didn't execute at a high level, right? They made a bunch of mistakes that if you watch, you're like, this doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, this doesn't make sense on defense. For you to be bailing this all out blitz and then go miss the tackle and give a 70-70 yard. Like it just didn't make sense, right? And Michigan is a team that is going to execute and play mistake free football. They're gonna play tough. And like if you can match this for a whole game, then all right, you get a shot at it. And I do believe that based off the last couple of years, what the coaches have been preaching and their approach is different. I think their approach is different. They understand that every single snap, every single play, where your eyes are, they understand the importance of the details. And I think that is going to be the difference in being able to at least match that for Michigan and then allow the talent to be able to edge the game out.
So, Chim, I got to ask you a question, though. So when you talk about matching, I don't think it's going to come down to the coaches' preparation matching Michigan's coaches' preparation. Do you think the guys in the trenches at Ohio State can match the intensity that the Michigan guys are going to bring from an offensive line standpoint, a defensive line standpoint? Because that's the game. Like, that's what it's going to come down to. And I want to see confidently, like, can you say that we're going to match that?
Yes. I think they can match it, and I do think it comes down to the preparation. I don't think it comes down to the preparation for this week. See, I think last year the game wasn't lost the week of the Michigan. I think it was lost over the offseason and everything leading up. I don't think the attention to detail last year was good enough. And you know how coaches teach you to do things the right way, and they teach you, you got to fight, you got to be very disciplined. And that stuff kind of goes in one ear and out the other, but it's kind of built into you. I think that's what was missing last year. I think we were somewhat of a front-running type team where we had explosive players and great talent. So you're going to go out there and just win games off of that. But there's some details every single game. I could point out every game where I'm like, man, that don't make sense. But it ain't going to really hurt us against Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to really hurt. But against a team like this, it looks like you just get wiped off the field because that level of detail is so big against a team that consistently executes. And I think they have it. I think they, you know, if you ask me who has the edge in the trenches, I think Michigan has the edge. But are you telling me, can they play them to a draw there and win out because of talent? I think Ohio State can do that this year.
We know who has more talent. Like, that's not even a question. It's been – Ohio State has had one of the top five talented rosters for the past 10 years. You know what I mean? On a consistent day in and day – like, yearly basis. I mean, we are always in the rankings. I'm talking about when it comes down to the grit. You go back to the 04 game where we lost that my freshman year. We lost to Northwestern in double overtime. We lost to Iowa by 40. We got smacked by Wisconsin, and we lost to Purdue. We lost four games. Mm-hmm. We came down here. Michigan came here, and we whooped them. Talking about we whooped them, though, but there was an understanding. You know what I mean? You had a bunch of kids that's from the area, that's from the state, that understood what it was growing up watching this game and being part of that rivalry. You know what I mean? Like, we basically looked at it from a standpoint of, like, bro, we can't go back to – I can't go back to Akron. Troy said that I can't go back to Cleveland. You know what I mean? Like we all was looking at this as, like, this was like some last chance you type situation, bro. Like, we was all just, like, happy to be here. But you know what I mean? Like, we all consistently felt like, like, we finally arrived. Like, this is our moment. You know what I mean? I recall that game. I mean, I might have had, like, a 15, 20-yard run, but it was, like, key moments in the game where I was on the field as a true freshman in that game, and you just wanted to make that play. But you understood whatever it took to be in that moment. Like, we got to win this game. You know what I mean? Like,
it's funny, though, because I feel like – you remember – I know everybody remember when the late, great coach Earl Bruce would come and talk to us every year before the Michigan game. And then he, you know, when he would talk, you know, we all would tune in and Tressa would introduce him. And everybody know who Coach Bruce was because he's always around the facility. But, like, the things he would say, it was just so true for the Michigan game, right? Like, we got to – 1 yard equals 2 yards in the Michigan game. And he had this long explanation on how, on why. And then he was like, you know, on defense, you can't have penalties because you can't get them back. And then, you know, we got to win a turnover. He just say these things, right? Trust a ball, speech more or less. But it was just so true. And I just feel like the guys have to understand that, right? And I feel like – this year, hopefully they got it, right? I know, once again, they're saying the right things, right? I know all year Marvin Harrison Jr. been speaking about his goal for the year, beating Michigan, and things of that nature. So I know they're saying the right things, but when it comes to Saturday, it's time to do it. It's time to show it. It's time to prove it. So one thing I want to get from you guys, obviously we have the cheating scandal that's been going on with Michigan. You know, the Big Ten has had their penalty with 3 games, basically sideline suspension for Coach Harbaugh. What are you guys' thoughts on that? First off, on the cheating situation, did that help in the last 2 years? And your thoughts? And also, what do you think Harbaugh not being there on Saturday, what's that going to bring to the game for Michigan in this rivalry?
So I don't know. I don't know how much it helped them. I don't know. I can't tell you how much they used it. But if they knew the signs, right? If you knew the signs – from an execution standpoint, I'm talking about a team that executes great. Well, if I know the other teams play, like what they're about to do, the execution level rises so much higher. Like if I'm a defensive, I always tell people, if I'm a defensive back and I know this guy's running a tall sweep, I'm blitzing off the edge because I could blow this play up right now and I don't even have to deal with this receiver. So, you know, if they were able to successfully identify with the players, it helped them a lot. But still, even still, if Ohio State was good from an execution standpoint, they would have been a better position in that game. So I think both things can be true. Go ahead, Pete.
So I think them knowing the plays helped a lot, but I also think that the last 2 years, the beginning of the game where they always met coming out the tunnel or met at the 50-yard line, I think that was a telltale of who was going to win the games for the past 2 years. You know what I mean? The Michigan guys was jawing, pushing people. They were really focused, locked in, and really wanted to win this game. You know what I mean? And I hate to keep going back into the past and what you said about Earl Bruce. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of us guys, what he said, it hit home, though, because we all felt like this was our moment. This was our chance. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like this team don't have a lot of guys that was going to Club Ice. You know what I mean? Like, y'all know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you need those type of individuals.
Gritty.
To set the tone. You know what I mean? Like, when you look at this Ohio State roster and for this game, whether you got Harbaugh involved in it, him not being there, like, this is a must-win game for Ryan Day. Let's just get that out the way. You can't lose to an interim coach at Ohio State, especially in this Michigan game. You can't.
Can't do it.
You just can't do it. I can see if it was a guy like – I look at Fick's situation like Fick was different. Fick was given a raw deal, you know what I'm saying, as an interim coach. I think if Fickle had Hazel, Fick would have won that game because now you got a true play caller. But I just think that you have to win this game. You need guys in the trenches. You need some guys that got some grit, some guys like – you can't identify a guy that, and this is unfair to call out on kids, but every team needs a guy that you can be like, I'm taking him with me if we ever get into a street fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if you can't identify that, like, you ain't got that TJ Downing, you ain't got that Boone, that one of them guys that's just going to just get gritty with you. They might get beat on the edge from a book in that can get up field quick. But, bro, when they get you in that trench, it might be a little gut punch. It might be a little finger down the throat. It might be a little chop to the neck. You know what I mean? Like,
we talking about the Ohio State Michigan game. That's what we talking about.
Hey, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, you got to really go back to it. I mean, we won 42-39 in one of the biggest games ever, man, and that was a slugfest, bro.
Yeah,
like you look at like Alan Branch caught a pick.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That D lineman caught a pick, bro.
Yeah.
Like not Hall, the D lineman caught a pick. Like, but it means something.
It does. It does. It means something, and I totally agree. I always kind of go back. I remember one time Archie Griffin came and spoke to the team before the Michigan game, and he always kind of broke it down like this. It was a away game. I think that was my. Our red shirt junior year, Chim. It was like, you know, the season is in three parts every year. You got your regular season, how'd you do against Michigan, and then what did you do to go on and try to win a bowl game or national championship? And I feel like these guys just have to live on that. Like, you know, I feel like we let CJ Stroud down in our performances against Michigan the last couple of years, and it's time to kind of right the ship. I mean, last year, we all know, it got really disrespectful at the end. They planted that flag.
Yep.
And that's just something that we cannot go for. So I feel like this Saturday is this time, it's the place, is to kind of get things going in the right direction. Real quick, I'm gonna throw out a score, my prediction, and I want you guys to do the same. Then we're gonna wrap this up. I think Ohio State goes out there. I think we play well. I think we win that game 27-14. I don't think it's gonna be really close. I think we're gonna have a control of that game early. I think we know the task that's at hand, and we get the job done. Pitt, go ahead, hit me. What you got?
I think Ohio State wins 41-17.
41-17. I love it.
I think we come out there and we put up a lot of points. I think if we stop this run, we get ahead of them, and that's it. I think once you take Quorum out of there, I do think he is probably, on a consistent standpoint, the best back in the Big Ten for the past 2 years. He's delivered. I think he's Mike Hart 2.0. But like we did in the past, we stopped Mike Hart. And I think it's a task that can be done. And I think this defense is up for the task. So I think they get it. 41.
Did you say 41? Did you say 41?
Yeah. 41-17. I mean, no, was it 14 or 17?
17.
17. 17. We take it to them. That's why I like to hear it.
Yes, I heard Pitt talk all about, you know, I don't know if they got one of them guys that go to Club Ice. And then they're going to knock them over the head 41-17.
Pitt know a little bit more than you know. That's all.
I can see it getting there. But I'm going to say 27-17. I think – I don't think Ohio State is giving more points than 17 points all season.
I think
Michigan's the max. You know, I think it really comes down to being able to match that toughness. And I think they understand the importance. I think they understand what it means now. I think they had to learn some hard lessons from the coaching staff to the water boy. They learned some hard lessons, and everybody understands what it means, and that's going to allow them to master toughness. I think if they can master toughness, then, you know, that's where the talent can actually show itself. So, yeah, 27-17 is my prediction.
There you go. So that's it. That's our show. That's Believe in Buckeyes. We're looking forward to a fantastic week. Happy Thanksgiving out there. Don't eat too much Buckeyes because, you know, we got a tough one on Saturday that we plan on celebrating together as a group. So we end all our shows with an OH.
Ayo. Give us something, Pitt. There you go.
Go Bucks, baby.
You see the hat, man?
Yeah.